There are some materials where the effective mass is 100 or 1,000, really very heavy. And this is an indication that the free electron theory is going badly wrong. And typically what happens in these materials is that electron-electron interactions are very important, and using a free electron system where you have non-interacting fermions as the basis for your model is just, it just doesn't make sense anymore. So people will go and measure the specific heat of different materials, and I listed a few heavy fermion materials here. The last two, the uranium beryllium 13 and cerium aluminum 3, they're superconductors. And they, a lot of superconductors also have this property that they don't follow the normal laws for the simple laws for metals. So for a lot of metals, for sodium, for aluminum, for copper and gold, a pretty good description is to say that the electrons don't interact, and you really just have to treat a non-interacting system of fermions. And you can describe the properties of the metals pretty well. But for other metals, it doesn't work. And one of the ways you can get an indication whether the theory is going to work or not is to look at the effective mass.